Is there a cost to being a follower of Jesus? You better believe it. Are you still willing? Let's talk about it. Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. It is Friday, and we are just one show away from total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It all begins on September the 4th. On today's program, we'll talk more about total consecration. We'll also reflect on Sunday's gospel, and I think it ties in very, very nicely. How are you today? Doing okay? I am getting ready to take a trip to California next week. I'll be in the Fresno area giving three different talks. If you'd like to find out more information about where I'll be speaking, visit followingthetruth.com and take a look at my upcoming schedule. Well, I'm really excited about total consecration. Now, normally on the program on Friday, we look forward to Sunday's Mass readings. I think so that I can talk a little bit more about total consecration, what I'd like to do is focus on just the gospel from Sunday's Mass, because I think it's a great point of departure for total consecration. I think it's a great message that is contained in the gospel. So we'll look at the gospel for Sunday's Mass, which is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and then we'll talk more about total consecration, what it means, and what will be expected of us. Now, I don't want you to panic. I think the best way to appreciate what we're going to be doing with our total consecration preparation is to do it, to just join me here. We begin on Sunday, and we walk through it one day at a time. But as you'll see in the gospel today, there is a bit of a commitment. Now, you've heard what I told you before. I said, don't panic if you miss a day or two or three or four, if things pop up. I don't want you to quit thinking that, oh, well, what's the point? Don't do that. But on the other hand, you also have to make a commitment and say, I'm going to give this my best shot. I'm going to try to do all 33 days of preparation. I don't think it's excessive. It's 30 minutes each Monday through Friday. It's 15 minutes on the weekend. I know there are other things you can be doing, but for what you're getting out of this, it's a small price to pay. And what you're getting is the help of the Blessed Mother, the help of Mary to turn you into a saint. That's what this is all about. And by ourselves, we don't do a very good job. Why not take advantage of something that the church has to offer, right? And that's what this is all about. So we start on Sunday. Again, I know it's a little scary. If you've never done this before, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to listen to this clown 7 days a week for 33 days. Well, I mean, I can't say, no, you don't, but basically, yeah, you do. But I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think you're going to really like this. And don't worry about being locked into something that's irrevocable or you're going to just be totally burdened. This is not burdensome. But yeah, you've got to go into this with the idea that I'm going to take it seriously. I'm going to try my best to listen to the podcast every day. I'm going to try my best to spend some time with the Lord. Spend some time meditating about what we're talking about. You know, you got to go into it with that. But I guarantee you, once you start, you're going to be amazed. And every year this happens, it happens to me, and it happens to those who participate. There's a certain sadness when it's over, because we all become close. We're all on this common journey. We're all striving to become better. It's a great opportunity for you. So just let it unfold. We'll begin on Sunday. And I would suspect the podcast will be up in the early afternoon on Sunday. That's what I'm going to try to do during the weekdays. And I'm going to try to get the podcast loaded up as early as possible. On the weekends, on the weekdays as well. That's my goal. But what I'll say is that it will be loaded up sometime by the evening. But it'll probably be there a lot earlier. I don't have total control over this. Really, the way it works is it gets uploaded to Blog Talk Radio, and then from there, it gets shared with TuneIn Radio and iTunes. For a while, what was happening is it was taking a day. So Blog Talk Radio was getting the programs that same day, but iTunes and TuneIn Radio were getting it the next day. I think that's better now. I'm not sure. I don't think that's still happening. But if it does, understand that I have no control over that. Don't get scrupulous, please. If you're a day behind, don't worry about it. Take each day as it comes. And you can always go directly to blogtalkradio.com, do a search on the Gary Zimek Show, and listen to the program right from there. You can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and listen to the podcast from there, from the radio page. So there are ways to access it in the current day if there are problems. Again, so let's do the best we can. It's going to be good. I am really excited about this. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please be aware that I'm dependent on your donations. I have to say this because I want this program to continue to be delivered free of charge. I don't get any money for this. This program costs me money to produce. This is all on me, and with your help, this program has been on Blog Talk Radio for over 5 years now. Thanks be to God, and thank you for cooperating with the Lord when he puts this little nudge in your heart to send a donation my way. Thank you for doing it. It really is critical. And believe it or not, I can't stand talking about money. It goes against everything I believe in. But the reason I mention it is because I can't survive. I can't support my family and my full-time ministry without your help. So you're the reason I'm able to do this. And because I'm in full-time ministry, I'm able to give you programs like this. I could devote the time necessary to do these podcasts every day. So thank you in advance. Please help me keep this show on the air. Followingthetruth.com, click on donate. You can donate securely from PayPal. Don't wait, because if you wait, you're going to forget about it. I can't tell you how many times people have told me, I'm going to donate, and then they forget. I do the same thing. That's why when I write out my donation checks each month to the various charities, I have to do it while it's on my mind, because otherwise I'll forget. So while you're thinking of it, go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and consider becoming a monthly sponsor. That's what I really need. I really need some new monthly sponsors, or make a one-time donation. Let's continue to spread the good news, okay? Again, I can't do it without you. And also, if you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, please, whenever you shop from Amazon, instead of going directly to Amazon.com in your browser, stop by followingthetruth.com first and click on the Amazon link on the right-hand side of every page of my website. You can't miss it. When you do that, it flags your purchases as coming from my website, and I get a little percentage of everything that you buy. I don't get to see what you purchase. All I get to see is how much I earn. It's not a lot, but it helps me. You might not think it, but it really helps me. And it costs you nothing extra. Nothing is different for you when you do that. So if you would help me by that, and also if you're a coffee drinker and you want to order some Mystic Monk coffee, again, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com. These are ways that you can support my full-time ministry, because I want to be here for a long time to come. I don't have the funds anymore to do that. My personal savings, I went through those in the first few years of ministry. So I am dependent on you. I thank you. I am so grateful that you are working with me to spread the good news. Please continue to pray for my work. I'll pray for you, and know that I am dependent on your financial donations. Thank you so much. How about if we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your unconditional love, your mercy. Thank you, Father, for always walking with us every day. We love you, Father, and we would like to serve you too. Please strengthen us. And as we're about to begin total consecration, we ask for the grace that we need to make this the best total consecration preparation ever. Father, we lift up those who are sick today. We lift up those who are lonely. We lift up those who are anxious, those struggling with doubt or despair. We lift up anyone who is battling addictions of any kind, pornography, gambling, shopping, alcohol, drugs. We lift up those who are struggling financially. We lift up those who are experiencing religious persecution around the world. We lift up those who are living in extreme poverty who are homeless, who are homebound. We lift up those who are dealing with weather-related conditions, such as the recent flooding in Mississippi and Louisiana, and the hurricane that is currently sweeping throughout the United States. We ask you to accept our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and we ask you to, Father, handle them for us. Provide for us, as you said you would. Grant us what we need. Help us to trust in your timing. Father, I give you this program. I ask you to speak through me today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations. We ask you to put an end to abortion and to allow our government leaders to follow your laws and not their own personal agendas. We pray for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. And as we begin total consecration in a few days, we ask her to help us, to guide us, to pray for us, and to draw us closer to Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. I'm so excited to be here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we are getting ready to launch into our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It begins on Sunday, September the 4th. I'd love to have you join us. The weekend programs are 15 minutes in length, and the weekday programs will be 30 minutes in length. For more information, visit followingthetruth.com and click on the consecration banner. That'll take you to a blog post, which will tell you all you need to know. But just let me say a few things about it as we begin to start. Total consecration will take place on October the 7th. That's when we actually will recite a pledge, make a promise to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. I will put that on the website, so you can look for that on followingthetruth.com as we get closer. And we'll talk more about it. But we've got 33 days to prepare. Now, this devotion was popularized, not created, but popularized by St. Louis de Montfort. And there's a book, True Devotion to Mary, that really explains this total consecration in a lot more detail. We'll be hearing from excerpts of St. Louis de Montfort's writings as we go forward in this 33-day preparations. We got lots of time. You and I are going to be spending lots of time together preparing for consecration on October the 7th. Now, I'm not asking you to buy a book this year. There is no cost to do this. You can listen in the privacy of your own home. You can listen in your car, or however you want to do it. This is a great deal. I call this the best of the best this year. I'm extracting material from several different preparation methods. This is totally unique. Nobody's ever done it this way before. And I'm pleased to be able to do this. Now, in his book, True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis de Montfort talks about this preparation period. And here's what he says. Two different periods are assigned for these exercises. A preliminary period of 12 days, during which we endeavor to free ourselves from the spirit of the world, and a second period of 3 weeks, the first devoted to knowledge of ourselves, the second to that of the Blessed Virgin, and the third to that of Jesus Christ. So what happens beginning on Sunday, September the 4th, we enter into this 12-day period to help free ourselves from the spirit of the world. Make no mistake about it, no matter what you think, you and I are living in the world. We are influenced by the world. The spirit of the world is not a good spirit. The spirit of the world runs contrary to the spirit of the Lord. the world's message is different than the message that the Lord gives. So as a result, we've got to make sure we free ourselves from the spirit of the world in order to properly prepare for total consecration. So here's what we got. We spent 12 days doing that. And after that, we spend 7 days focusing on knowledge of ourselves. And that's going to be a little painful. That's going to be a little painful because we are going to realize some things that we would probably not like to realize. But that's what this is all about. We have to be honest with ourselves. And we want to understand that we have some problems. We have some weaknesses. We've got some baggage. We've got some junk in our life that's got to get cleaned up in order to make the most of this total consecration preparation. And that's what we'll do during that week. And the next week we'll spend devoted to the Blessed Mother, and the final week of preparation is devoted to Jesus Christ. Because remember, here's what St. Louis designed this devotion to: lead us closer to Jesus through Mary. Mary is not the end of this devotion. The purpose of this devotion is Jesus, to bring us closer to Jesus. And that's why we end up with that week focused on Jesus. Now, he mentions these periods do not constitute a rigorous and unchangeable division according to circumstances. They may be lengthened or shortened. That's why I tell you, if you miss a day or two or three or four or five, you decide. Keep going. Get something out of this. Don't quit. That's going to be your biggest temptation. I've done this for 5 years, and I've led several thousand people through total consecration. I guarantee you, your biggest discouragement will be to quit. Either quit because I'm afraid, this is going to be too scary, I'm going to have to suffer too much, it's too painful to do this preparation, I'm not doing a good enough job preparing. I've heard all of these reasons before. Don't quit. Keep going. I will not force you to make your total consecration on October the 7th. That's something you have to decide. But what I'm going to do is encourage you every step along the way to not quit, because your greatest temptation will be to quit. I'm too busy. I'll do this when I have more time. Well, you never know if you'll have more time. You could die tomorrow. So let's get real here. And one of the things you'll know about me, you'll learn about me if you're not a regular listener to this program, is I tell it like it is. I come from Philadelphia. I live in New Jersey. I like to give you the truth. And I love Jesus. He wants me to tell you the truth. So I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to give it to you the way it is. Don't quit. You'll want to quit. You're going to have things come up. You'll have problems come up. You'll think you're not doing a good enough job. You'll think it's stupid. I'll say one word that you don't like. You're going to hear. There are going to be these temptations to quit. Please don't quit. And if you do decide to quit, email me first, Gary@followingthetruth.com. People have expressed doubts to me. I've heard from many, many people who have had doubts during this process. It's normal to have doubts. Email me, and I'll do my best to try to talk you through it. Now, again, I am going to be traveling next week. I can email you from the road, but it might be a little briefer than I'd like. And I've got a lot of people doing this consecration. But email me anyway. I'll do my best to get back to you, okay? We're going to get through this, and this is going to be really, really powerful. That's the way it's going to work out. And essentially, so for 33 days, we're going to prepare. Now, let's take a look at this gospel for Sunday. And the reason I'm doing it is because it ties in nicely to what we're about to undertake, total consecration. This is Luke 14, verses 25 through 33. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there's anything for its completion. Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he could successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all of his possessions cannot be my disciple. The cost of discipleship. Being a disciple or a follower of Jesus has a cost. Are you still in? That's something you can answer, only you can answer. If you want to grow closer to Christ, if you want to turn control of your life over to Christ and read this gospel, that's what he's asking. He's asking you to give it all to him. And he's using extreme language here. Don't get put off by the language. No, Jesus does not want you to hate your parents and your wife and your husband and your children. What he wants you to do is to make sure that he comes first in your life. Now, normally, there is no problem. You love him through your family members. But what you have to watch out for is putting any creature or any possession before the Lord. I'm not going to go to Mass on Sunday, even though I know it's my obligation. I'm not going to do it because my husband or my wife doesn't want me to go. They want to go away for the weekend. We can't go to Mass. That's a big mistake. You're too holy. Stop being so holy. How would you answer that? I know the church prohibits the use of birth control. But come on, I need you to do this. You got to be careful about these things. If any creature causes you to sin, you got a big problem. The Lord has to come first. That doesn't mean you leave your spouse, you spend all your time in church. That's not what this is all about. This is a state of mind. This is a conscious decision on your part. Hey, if I'm going to be a follower of Christ, I'm going to be ridiculed. I'm going to be put down. I'm going to be laughed at. I'm going to be told I have my head in the sand. I'm going to be told I'm not realistic. I'm going to be told I'm a dreamer. Well, aside from all of those things being completely untrue, which they are, because those of us who follow Christ, we've got plenty of evidence that he's all-powerful and that he's almighty and that he does have the answer to all of our problems. Just open up the Bible and you'll see that answer, that evidence. You're going to hear those things. Do you still want to follow him? There is suffering involved. I'm not going to kid you. There's suffering involved by being a follower of the Lord. Doesn't mean you're going to get cancer and necessarily and have a horrible disease afflict you. But what it means is that if you stand out and let people know that you believe in Jesus Christ and that you are his follower, you will meet resistance. Resistance from the world. We are so influenced. And when I say we, I mean everyone. Not just you. You might have the world might have less of an influence over you than it even does of me. I don't know. I mean, but we're all influenced by the message of the world. The message of the world is if you don't do it, it ain't going to get done. As Christians, we believe that with God, all things are possible. Yes, I have to cooperate with the grace that he gives me. Yes, I have to do what I can. But without him, nothing is possible. With me and God, yep, that's a winning army right there. But me by myself, not going to get anything done. So what I'm saying is you got to get prepared. The closer you grow to Jesus Christ, the more you are going to stand out. Be ready for that. Look at what Jesus went through. Look at how he was humiliated. Now, what is the reward? The reward is you're going to have great peace in this life if you truly follow him. If you truly give everything over to him. If you truly turn control of your life over to Christ. Only you can do that. Only you can do that. Are you willing? Are you willing to pay the price of being a disciple of the Lord? That's what this total consecration requires too. Are you willing to put in the time each day? And yeah, you'll have to give up some of your time. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to give up some of your television time or your free time to prepare for total consecration? To prepare to have Mary help you to make it to heaven, where you can spend eternity in perfect happiness with the Lord. Is it worth some of your free time? Make that decision. But I can't make it for you. All I can do is invite you. All I can do is let you know that I believe in this enough to have done this for 5 years, and I'm about to start it again for a sixth year. I know it will help you. And I promise that I'll be here, God willing. I mean, I'm going to do my best to be here for the next 33 days. And I really hope you'll be able to join me. But it does come with a price. You're going to have to give up some time each day. Do your best. Now, what you put into this is what you're going to get out of it. You're going to get so much out of this. But the more you put into it, the more seriously you take total consecration, the better your results will be. Are you willing to give it all you got? I ask you today to make that decision. To make that decision. To count the cost. And say, you know what? I'm in. Let's do it. Now remember, I'm giving it to you straight. There are so many benefits that comes out of this. But I want you to go in taking it seriously. I want you to go in realizing that you're going to turn control of your life over to the Blessed Mother for the purpose of having her bring you closer to Jesus and get to heaven. That's what you're doing. Look at how many times you have fallen. Look at how many times you've sinned. You're weak, as am I. We need this. And the church gives us this great devotion that lets us grow closer to Jesus. Mary wants to turn you into a saint. Are you willing to let her? Are you willing to let her? Let's take it one day at a time. I would ask you to join me on Sunday, September the 4th, for 15 minutes. And let's do it. Together, let's prepare to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary on October the 7th. I can tell you from experience, it's the best move you can make. When I first consecrated my life in October of 2011, it changed my life so much for the better that I could never have expected it. But don't take my word for it. Join me on Sunday. And let's do this together. Okay? If you have any questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. In the meantime, get ready, because it's going to be good. It's going to be better than good. It's going to be great. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Or I should say, I hope you enjoy your Saturday, because I'm going to hear from you on Sunday. Or more accurately, you're going to hear from me on Sunday, right? Let's do this. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to be praying for you. Please pray for me and for all of us who are about to take this bold and powerful step. God bless you. Talk to you soon.